You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, this Sunday, San Diego band Earthless are coming to Auckland. They're playing at Galatos. It's the first time ever in New Zealand. They're doing a bit of a run of dates. Wellington, Tauranga, and also Auckland on Sunday.
They're playing Tauranga?
Yes.
My mum and dad can go.
They can. If
what? Wait, what night?
Mama and Papa hungry, if you're into this.
No, sir. I do not like reading and comprehension. That's great. What's great news for the port of Tauranga?
They're actually doing a massive... It's a massive... When you look at all the dates, there's a massive Australia and New Zealand tour. It's a huge Australian tour. I'm glad that they've tacked on a couple of NZ dates. If you like your guitar music, I would suggest you head along to the show on Sunday night. So... this is a really fast edit that I did of this interview, so excuse if you hear any weird noises in it. You've had a pretty big year of touring in 2018 on the back of a new record. How's the new one been received? How's Black Heaven gone down with the fans?
I think it's gone well. I mean, for us, we were accepting of the fact that we might lose people because, you know, we're primarily instrumental band, and throwing vocals into the mix, some people don't like that at all. And we knew that was going to be the case, but at the same time knew that we would get some other people that weren't into just the instrumental thing before. So, yeah, but I mean, the good thing is that live, it's still kind of like a traditional Earthless show. It's just an onslaught, non-stop kind of 50 minutes, 1 hour, you know, straight gig, no stopping. So nothing's really lost. So I think people, when they heard the record, they had, you know, their opinions about it. And then when they saw us live, they're like, oh, they're the same band. I mean, many people told me that. So, yeah, so... That's good, you know, that we didn't lose too many people. But overall, I think it's been well received. I haven't really heard too much.
Obviously, you're also in Golden Void, which are a band that I'm a huge fan of.
Oh, right, man. Thanks.
Why did Golden Void come around?
Golden Void came around. I moved to the Bay Area 2010. And, you know, I have a lot of buddies up here, a lot of high school buddies from when we were kids. Moved up to the Bay Area as well, and the drummer Justin Pinkerton, he's in the Bay Area. He got in touch. We were in our very first band, you know, in junior high school and all that stuff. So when I moved up here, he got in touch. Hey, you want to jam with myself and Aaron, the bass player, who we also went to junior high and high school with? And we're like, yeah, what the hell? I'm not playing with Earthless every week because I moved. So yeah, let's get together. And then our buddy Phil Manley, who plays in the fucking Champs and Trans Am and just a lot of great bands, Life Coach. He dug us and then gave us like a recording snippet or whatever to Bettina at Thrill Jockey. And then that kind of, cause she wanted to put a record out. So that kind of got like, oh, well, let's be a little bit more serious about it and release some records and, I don't know, see what happens.
Hey, now Earthless have jumped from TP Records to Nuclear Blast. Why did you do that?
Well, we wanted to try something new. We kind of revamped everything. We decided to get a manager. We wanted just to see what we could do. I mean, we're only capable of doing so much ourselves, you know, just as three people, you know, like booking and, you know, I don't know, just getting our foot in doors. So we're like, a lady approached us named Anna, who's our manager now, at a show in New York, and she just gave us her card. Like, hey, if you ever need anything, just give me a call. Love you guys, yada, yada. So, you know, maybe 6 months later, we're like, fuck it. Let's just see what happens. Let's get in touch with her. And then she's like, I'd love to manage you guys. And like, we want to get a new label because, you know, we feel that, you know, being on TP it's been great, and they've helped us, you know, get out. But I feel like we could be doing more and getting more you know, in all sorts of areas. So we wanted to try different labels. So, you know, immediately, like, we didn't know how to get in touch with labels, really. I mean, we could, but I don't know. She's just like, a manager goes to bat for you, you know, and she can grind and all that stuff. And she just, she's a manager for other bands, so she knows the ropes. She already knows, has all these people's numbers. And I know the internet, you can find all this stuff on, but it's like, she's already there. She already does it. So just instantly, like, we got offers from, like, five different labels, and, like, Nuclear Blast and was one of them. And it's like, geez, that was easy. And, like, holy crap. Well, let's see what we can do with all this. You know, it was just tired of doing, like, the same thing, kind of knowing what to expect, you know. And we love everyone over at TP, and they're good friends, but we just wanted to kind of up everything a bit.
Yeah,
kinda
for
take
sure.
Things more serious. So that's why. You know,
did this sort of feed into tightening up stylistically, you know, like with the playing and the new record and perhaps?
No, not at all. I mean, yeah, there's songs with vocals, and this record, I've said it before, it's like, it sounds like a studio record, you know. And the reason why is we chose to go to Dave Catchy and Drencha De La Luna, which was awesome and good fun and all, but it's only Pro Tools. So that kind of gives it a certain sound right away, and then you have all these options of as many tracks as you want to put, and it just, it got kind of glossed up a bit more than our other records, where we're always recording analog to like 8, 16, 24 track tape, so you have limitations in a way. So I think that the lack of no limitations in the recording process kind of gave it a certain sound, and his studio has a certain sound, you know. And I'm happy with the way it sounds, but I think for the next one, for me, I would want to go somewhere different, and I'd want to go back to analog and have constraints, not be able to have as many tracks as you want, because it just sounds a certain way, which isn't bad, but I really appreciate the sound of our early records. We're going straight to tape, and it just sounds more raw and more live.
Yeah.
So no, the next record, I have a feeling, is going to sound a lot more like the older ones.
Okay. One of my all-time favorite bands is Fu Manchu, and you obviously spent some time playing with Nebula. What was that like?
Yeah. It was fun. I played bass in the band, and I've done some touring before that, but nothing crazy, nothing where you're making money. And so I joined Nebula, and the first tour I did, we were co-headlining, switching with Mastodon, and both Mastodon and Nebula were opening for Clutch. Clutch was the headliner, and then every other night it was either Mastodon or Nebula underneath Clutch, and then another opener. It was like a four-man bill for 5 weeks. And I was making money and playing with these bands that were super fun, just fun people and, you know, enjoyable music. And the shows were really big. It was a fun time. I fell right into the insanity of it. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, at a pretty young age, it was fun, but yeah, I did get burned out pretty quick. I mean, just playing bass alone, and I don't know, I couldn't stick around for too long. I lasted maybe a year, maybe less, but it was fun though. And Ruben's a good buddy of mine, and I helped him do stuff for his band, The Freaks, and that was a great experience as well. Yeah.
If you were going to put Nebula to the center, side by side with Fu Manchu's In Search Of, which would you give the upper hand to?
I mean, I'm honestly To the Center and Let It Burn. I think they're amazing records. In Search Of is awesome too. I mean, that's great stuff. I personally like going back to Daredevil more.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. But To the Center is I think that's a really, really good record. That was the first record that I heard of Nebula, and I didn't know that there were bands kind of, you know, more or less my age group that were playing Marshall Half Stacks and playing, you know, just playing like Cream, or just that big, heavy 60s, 70s sound. I had no idea there were bands that did that until that record. And then here's Fu Manchu. Oh, here's Sleep. Oh, here's all these other bands. Mm. Yeah, that was an eye opener. So I'm gonna go do the penny.
Okay, nice. Hey, obviously you've been part of a scene which I am a huge fan of. Do you have any highlights from your career, like playing Roadburn or being, you know, on stage with certain or on the same bill with certain bands or working with certain producers or in certain studios?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of fun experiences. I mean, playing with Damo Suzuki at the last Roadburn, that was an absolute treat for me and us as a band, because he's one of our all-time most important heroes. Playing with Jay Mathias on various occasions, that, you know, he's awesome. There's that. I don't know. Touring with, there's lots of fun shows, you know, festivals. I really enjoyed playing the Meredith Festival and getting to meet for the first time playing with the Pond and Tame Impala dudes. And, yeah, I mean, that was a fun time. Meeting Tim at Tim Guitars in Brisbane, that's been a life, I think it's going to be a lifelong relationship now. There's so many.
Now, you kind of touched on this before, but what can people expect from the show down in Auckland on Sunday night? Sunday the 24th of Feb, it's at Galatos. What's in store?
It's going to be a non-stop bombardment of, you know, sonic attacks to your senses. Loud and fun. I think it's a good night. Sunday is a good night because most people have to go to work the next day. So I think for a good hour and a half or so, it'll be a good escape, kind of forget where you are for a little bit. So I think you can expect that. You'll transport it to someplace else than where you are.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.